Times. I'm Laura Winters. It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome.
Outpouring of grief for this young man is real and it is raw. When you see the photos of him with his wife and young son, our hearts break.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard, the husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son. Stephanie Diller describing her husband's death as devastating and senseless. Diller promoted to detective, his wife given his new badge, number 110, his son's birthday. Now, Donald Trump attending the wake and telling reporters, "We need to get back to law and order." Soft-on-crime policies in New York City are being blamed for the officer's death. A new Fox News poll asking Americans, are you better off financially than you were 4 years ago? A stunning 52% say they are worse off. The poll finding 67% disapprove of President Biden's performance on immigration. Another massive migrant caravan of about 2,000 people heading toward our southern border with Mexico. Border agents bracing for this surge of illegals. A new Gallup poll finds immigration the number one problem facing our country today. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The north sections of the Key Bridge are going to be cut up and removed.
That is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
We are going to move as fast as possible. We are going to ensure the safety of our first responders, and we are not going to compromise one for the other.
The first phase of the cleanup underway in Baltimore, the FBI warning anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge will be arrested. Crews are preparing to remove tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Other stories we are following this Sunday, heavy rain in California triggering intense landslides in Los Angeles. Some multi-million dollar homes damaged. Donald Trump's legal team appealing the ruling that keeps Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis on Trump's legal case in Georgia. Lawyers for Trump want Willis off the case and the indictment dismissed altogether. They argue Willis should be disqualified because of her romantic relationship with former special prosecutor Nathan Wade. A judge ruled either Willis or Wade had to go, and hours later, he resigned. The court has 45 days to decide if it will take up the appeal. A United Airlines flight from Tel Aviv, Israel to Newark, New Jersey, diverted to upstate New York Friday, the town of New Windsor, for a medical emergency. 7 passengers on board were hospitalized after there was extreme turbulence that hit the plane. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.